Hello, today is the 4th of February, 2024. And we have the five of coins or pentacles in the reverse today, which is recovery. This is one of the cards we want to see in the reverse. In the upright, this dismal and depressing card represents poverty. But there are different flavors of poverty. Being broke is one, but this card can also talk about poverty of the spirit. The Rider-Waite-Smith deck shows two humans struggling through a snowy night. Snow is falling so thick and fast, but this raggedy couple, one barefoot, the other on crutches, with a bandaged foot and head, aren't even stopping to beg. The taller of the two appears as a woman, who clutches her tattered shawl tightly around herself against the brutal cold. She looks down as she slogs through the ankle-deep snow. Were the unfortunate pair to look up, they'd see they were passing the softly glowing stained-glass windows of a church, symbolic of a place of refuge or supportive community, where they could receive charity in the form of food or shelter. Yes, these people are bankrupt, sick, and ostracized. The poor soul on crutches even wears a bell around his neck, once worn by lepers to alert others of their approach or presence. Shun them. Lovely. In the reverse, we're coming out of a dark time, or coming from having been out in the cold. The suit of earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, is the tangible suit, also relating to all health matters. Health is also improving on the reversed five of pentacles, or earth, finances steadily improving. Many people are rich or poor in spirit. Five is the number of change, and the economy is never stable. Many people have plenty of money, but seem to always need more, more, more. There are various reasons one could have a lack mentality or mindset. A detail I've never really noticed on this card in the upright is that the stained glass window, which has round yellow panes resembling five pentacles or coins, is cut off at the top by the edge of the card. But we can see that there may be one more at the top, or even more. Look down and you'll always be down. Look up and see a bigger picture. I'm also a believer in not giving physical ailments any more energy than they deserve, or feeding the disease or creating our identity around it. Some people are obsessed with their aches and pains, and they advertise a pill for every single thing you didn't even know you had, with the potential side effects creating 10 more ailments. Life is full of ups and downs. We're more capable of pulling ourselves up than we realize. But there is help when we need it. All we have to do is ask. In the upright, these people are too proud to beg. This is a good card to have today. The snowstorm will pass. We may have received or will be receiving assistance of some kind, even a new job or contract that will help us dig out of the hole we may have been in. Relief. Or we simply may have changed our own mindset from one of lack to one of being grateful for what we do have. That's the kind of wealth that can't be counted or measured.